CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge to Meternet. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKB. Well, before we start the net, I think it's worth mentioning again that not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the Asheville Radio Museum, in conjunction with the Carolina chapter of the Antique Wireless Association, is pleased to announce the 5th annual Vintage Market. This year's event is on a Saturday, on September 20th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're going to have a swap net there for radio gear, and they'll have radios for sale, and there's free parking. It's at the AB Tech campus. Roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the... Tonight, we'll start off with the pre-net check-ins. Check in with EchoLink before we go to the RF section. Starting with our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT. It's Richard. KF4C. KC4WGG, Patrick. KE4VGN, Richard. And AA4GH, Gus. Like to welcome W2AMD, that's Andrew. K4XMR, Mel. KG4QLQ, Linda. KG4PFI, Don. KO4ZEW, Ben. Welcome KI4LZI, Andy. Then K4GAT, Mike. Then WA4JJZ, Andy. Then KQ4ZWS, Christine. KR4DOI, Clark. And last for the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4W. And that's it for our pre-net check-ins, so let's check in with their EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge to Meternet. We would like to welcome KN4RJN, that is John and Brown Summit. We'll be back to you in a moment. All right, it's time for the RF section. Tonight is Monday night, so we do this alphabetically. Tonight is Echo 3. So if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Check in Kilo Romeo Golf 4 Golf Echo Golf. This is Scott in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV. Peter and Duncan, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Keller. I will be negative and negative tonight, Duncan. It's good to hear you.
JKV. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville and route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative. Over.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And let's see, that first call, Scott in Greer. I didn't get your full call. I got KRG4, and then I think you switched it to KG4. But come back with your call sign real quick.
I have a tendency to forget the four sometimes. It's KR4GEG, Kilo Romeo 4, Golf Echo Golf.
We'd like to welcome Scott in Greer. That's KR4GEG. Thanks for checking in tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry in Candler, North Carolina. And congratulations on that rare DX I heard you get over the weekend. So 73 to you, Harry. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4GUN, Nelson, mobile down there, Greenville to Spartanburg. Be careful out there on the roads, Nelson. Any other stations that go through a hotel, call KO4JKV.
Command Control, America, Japan 4, Echo November. Bobby, I'm headed home in Aura.
E4, Hotel India, Seneca, South Carolina. Bruce, BRUCE.
This is November 4, Echo Delta, Whiskey, headed Brevard, no traffic.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome AJ4EN. And let's see. And I went by pretty fast. I got you. Was it? Come back with your name and location real quick for me.
I'm Bobby, and I'm headed toward Aura. I know QRZ has probably got me set up for Gray Court, but I'm actually in Aura, South Carolina, which is about 10 miles outside of Gray Court. I don't know why they got me like that, but anyway, I'm headed to the house, and I'll be listening.
Thanks, Bobby, and be careful out there on the road. And thanks for listening and checking in. We'd like to welcome Bobby, AJ4EN, and on the way to Aura down there. Next, we'd like to welcome W4HIT. That's Bruce and Seneca, I believe. Did I get that location right? All right. Thanks for checking in tonight, Bruce. Good to hear you. Next, we'd like to welcome N4EDW. That's Ed in Brevard. Good to hear you tonight. Let's move on to India through Lima, I through L. Call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, Sam James, upon his mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
JKV.
Hey, thank you for calling that. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India, Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher. Thanks for calling it. No credit, no comment.
4JKV. Thank you for being there. Here is KK4JBQ. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. Also, my wife Donna. KC4MFK. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
Before JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome Sid, W4IOE, in Fletcher, North Carolina. And every Sunday night at 8, Sid hosts a net on the Bearwalla Mountain repeater. That's every Sunday at 8, and that frequency is 146640. With a tone of 91.5. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. So we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. I got my order all mixed up here, but I think we'll get everybody in here. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. Always good to hear you tonight, Larry. Any other stations? India through Lima. Call KO4JKV.
Again, Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KE6KEN, and that is Ken in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ken. All right, let's move to Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KO4JKV.
Good evening, Duncan. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray Yankee, KF4, NXY David, and my wife, Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray, AF4, SX, down here in Honeypath around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
It's KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Lorena, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, and she brings along her husband, Rick, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter, Michelle, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, down there in Ware Shoals. Thanks for checking everybody in. Next, we'd like to welcome David, KF4, NY, let me start over there. Welcome, David. KF4 NXY, and along with he'd like to check in Marie AF4 SX down there, Honeypath, close to Possum Kingdom. Thanks for getting everybody in the log tonight, David. Any other stations? Mike through Papa. Call KO4 JKV. I think we got everybody in that group for now. So let's go down to Quebec through Tango. Q through T. Call KO4 JKV.
KO4 JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4 JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLD, this is Chris and Liberty, and I won't be negative in there. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Hello, JKV. Okay, please check in with the 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray, W4SBX. This is Brad in Sensiville. I'll be negative and negative. Simplify, Chris.
Do or die, Brian.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Tom in 0TR down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Tom. Next, we'd like to welcome Chris, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, down there in Liberty. Good to hear you tonight, Chris. Then we'd like to welcome W4SBX. That's Brad in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Brad. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango AV? Put along down to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV, Net Control. If you would please, sir, check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I am in Townville on Lake Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Then please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. This is Miss Angela here in Southern Granville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
JKV. Hello to you and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
King Q Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor's, and I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
Kilo 4, JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KQ4ZLE. That's Anthony in Townville. Thanks for checking in tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XB. That's TBD down there in southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight. Welcome Shane N4ZLK. Shane down there in Cleveland. Thanks for checking in tonight, Shane. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4YQI. That is Jose and Taylor's. Good to hear you tonight, Jose. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group, call KO4JKV. So let's go to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4JKV. Good evening, Duncan, and the net. Thanks for calling the net there, Duncan. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
For JKV. Check in Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR. Terry and Moore. Negative and negative. Good evening, Duncan.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome W4DJW. That's Dave, our net control manager down there in Greer. Sounding good tonight, Dave. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Gary. And he's one of our net controllers who does the swap net on Wednesdays. And he'd like to bring along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, down there in Easley. Good to hear you tonight, Gary. Then we'd like to welcome KR4ACR. That's Terry and Moore. Good to hear you tonight, Terry. That would like to check in the Alpha through Delta group, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Put it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KO4JKV.
4JKV, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Lloyd. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. This is KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chute portion, with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chews. Right now on the stump, we have our buddy John, KN4RJN. How you doing tonight, John? Call KO4JKV.
Hey, this is KN4RJN. I'm doing good, Duncan. How about you?
Pretty good. Health-wise, I'm okay, I think. And loving the weather. The cooler weather is absolutely perfect. So couldn't ask for better weather. So that's about it on my end. Staying busy. Back to you.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I can't argue with you there. It's been nice out, and today it was just beautiful. But I'm growing some bell peppers on the back porch in a pot, and I don't know if it's the cooler weather or what, but I started out with this little bitty tiny, I mean, a lot of blooms, and then on this little bitty tiny pepper, and I checked him today, and he's as long as my thumb, and I swear he's bigger today than he was yesterday, so I don't know, maybe the cooler weather agrees with him, but in any event, let me tell you what's going on in the with the sun and whatnot. Give me just a second here. And the sun's kind of quieted down a little bit. The noise is down. Over the next 3 days, we've got about a 25% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout. Anything greater than that, only about a 1% chance, and according to Dr. Scove, that should go down over the rest of the week. However, there's a nasty little coronal hole on the backside of the sun that's rotating around, and that might create some issues in the coming days, sometime next week or possibly later. So enjoy the airwaves as they are, at least the rest of the week. It should be a little bit better than what it has been. The meteor shower for September is tomorrow, September 9th. It's the September Epsilon Perseids. Probably not going to get much out of that because, one, it's a zenith hourly rate of only about 5. They are of medium brightness and fast, and yesterday was the full moon, so tomorrow will be 2 days away from the full moon, and it's going to wash out a good chunk of the sky. However, if you want to give it a shot, get up wee early in the morning, tomorrow morning, and between 10 and midnight tonight or a few hours before dawn, so, 3-4 o'clock or so. And where we got to look here. We got to look to the east. So the moon is also rising in the east, but the northeast is where you're going to possibly see them. So you can give that a shot. However, next month, the Orionids on the 21st, that will be in the middle of a new moon, which means no moon. And the zenith hourly rate on that is like 20. And we got a better shot of that one. So step outside in the evening of the 20th or the 21st. Radiant rises around 11:30. It's located between Betelgeuse in Orion and the stars that mark the feet of Gemini. And early morning hours of the 21st, somewhere between 1:30 a.m. and so, about a few hours before dawn, will probably be the best time. So October's got a little better chance than this month. Other than that, sir, I'll send it back to you.
For RJN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good, John, and I got that written down here. And when you said tomorrow, I just saw the moon tonight and last night. It's pretty bright, so that could block some things. But I was able to see some satellites overhead just the other night. It was like 2 in a row and going in the exact same direction. Kind of interesting, but thanks for that. I just had one question for you. I'm just curious and to see if you ever got your telescope hooked up. Did anybody ever help you with that? Over.
This is KN4RDN. I'm not sure what that was there. No, I've... I pushed it off in the corner and kind of, thought, well, and the sky's been cloudy and other things have been getting in the way and whatnot, so I hadn't gotten it out. But sooner or later, I think I'll do that as a birthday present. My birthday's here in a few. I'll get somebody to help me get that collimated so I can actually roll it out and start using it. Summertime's not real good telescope weather anyway because, A, it's hot, B, there's bugs, and see, there's that general summertime haze. But now that we're going into fall and the air is starting to clear up, I'm going to have to start getting it back out again. So never fear. I'll get it taken care of sooner or later. Back to you, sir.
Well, good, John. I was just wondering about that. And, the temperature, it's perfect to get out there and kind of tie in some loose ends that you have to do outside. I guess putting your telescope up might be one of them. But good to hear you tonight. Always good to hear you. Haven't heard you in a while, but looking forward to next time. So I'll say 7-3. We'll break with KN4RJN. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looking for any late check-ins. Check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV.
Checked in over pre-net, but this is Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. Ben is in Benjamin, and I'm just now leaving the Brars meeting.
Then KO4ZEW. Yeah, I see that you checked in on the pre-net check-in. And, I didn't know if the Brars meeting was tonight or if it was last Monday. I was looking. Today's the 8th. I was trying to do the calendar math in my head, but I guess maybe there might be some late check-ins because people are making it home from the bars meeting, but as long as you're in a safe way to be on your radio, did you cover anything interesting at the meeting? I'm interested because I've never been to one.
A dip right now, but we had a really busy meeting, and next meeting, the October meeting, we're having a guest speaker come in and do a talk on Meshtastic. So we posted that on the website. That might be an interesting one to at least get on the Zoom or show up in person.
Well, thanks for that info, Ben, and you came through just perfectly there. I know you're going into a dip. But thanks for checking in tonight. I'll let you get back to driving. I don't want to distract you too much, but that does sound interesting. I've been interested in Meshtastic for about a year and a half now, and but my iPhone is so old that it can't operate the Meshtastic software, so if I were to get a Meshtastic, it would have to be one of those all-in-one with the keyboards built in, but yeah, that'd be a good one. Let me let this drop real fast. At the next Bars meeting, there's going to be a speaker there to talk about Meshtastic, so put that on your calendars. I might actually make it down and make my first appearance down there. Of course, I'd have to have someone cover for me on a Monday night running the net. But thanks. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
For JKV. Net control, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. Name is Alex Alpha Lima Echo X-ray on a handheld in Central. I'll be short time tonight. By the way, the repeater keeps dropping for me. I'm not sure if it's just me or everyone else.
For JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome Alex, Kilo India 4, Delta, 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 on a handheld down there in Central. I haven't had any problems, and most of the check-ins have been pretty steady. I heard a couple ker-chunks that I'm not sure what it was, but you mentioned you were on a handheld. Let me let this drop really quickly. Monday nights where I run this net, I usually use a beam antenna and a powerful radio, but during the week when I check into this net, I usually just step outside with my handy talkie to check in, and last night I had a real bad problem. It seemed like I'm opening the repeater but not getting in. It might be some propagation things or something, but let me know. Come back to me, Alex, and let's see if you can get back into that repeater. Are you still there?
Affirmative, I'm still here. What I was referencing was it seemed like it was timing out on the people speaking, not me getting in. Over.
Gotcha. I don't know. Maybe sometimes when John, KN4RJN, when we do some rag chewing, it might sound like that. Maybe because he's on Echolink. But I don't know, but maybe it could be a receive thing on your problem. Well, you're in there. But I don't know. But just curious, what radio antenna are you using?
I'm using a 9-year-old Valfang, which has served me well for 9 years. I'm about to replace it with the 8. So it could be me. I'll get
That sounds good, and just so you know, the first part of that transmission was a little staticky, and then you were just choppy, choppy, choppy all the way to the end there, but I got you. You're making it through. We got you checked in, but thanks for getting in there, Alex. You're number 48, so we're still looking for more check-ins, see if we can get one or two more. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control. Call last call for check-ins on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, call KO4JKV or net control. I missed anybody for comments. Did I overlook anybody that wanted to make a comment or check-ins? Call KO4JKV. Got everybody. I heard someone trying to get in there. I heard two Roger beeps. and but I didn't hear any transmission on the good end of that. So we're gonna wrap this thing up. Tomorrow your net controller is Mark. His call sign is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November, and he'd love it if you check in with him at 9 p.m., as we're here every night with a different net controller at 9 p.m. And let's see, give me just a second here. Monday nights, I've been pretty consistent of being here every Monday, but if there's any new operators out there that have any questions, even if you think it's silly or whatever, make Monday night amateur night. So if you want to get on the rag chew, I encourage newly licensed hams to sign up for the rag chew, and there's no question too dumb. So we'd love to hear from you. But all right, let's wrap this up. Let me get my net report here, and should be pretty quick. All right, everybody, stand by for my net report.
For ZEW, just a quick question. Was it you or was it Mark that was the net controller who was looking for the information about the USS Yorktown Radio Club?
Mark talked about it, but I brought it up because last month the wife and I went down to Charleston, and that the repeater for their local club was on the Yorktown, and so we started talking about it, and he talked about how he, as a Cub Scout, he went camping down there. So yeah, it's between me and him.
I did get those two call signs for you, and they are written down at home, and I am mobile right now, so I'm going to have to get back with you with the call signs for the Yorktown, and there was one other group, and they regularly check in on the 80-meter sideband net, but I wrote down their call signs for you.
Sounds good. Well, I know that you're on your way home. If there's you can leave him with him tomorrow on his net, and I'll probably most likely be listening. Or you can email me through QRZ or hit me up next Monday. But I think once I sign off, I usually listen for about a minute before I power down the station. Over.
Hook you up on QRZ. I'm still about 10 minutes out from home. So I'll do that, and if I grab your email, I'll just shoot it to you that way. Otherwise, I'll try and get on tomorrow night and bring the topic up again.
Well, that sounds good, Ben. And, yep, I'll be listening for that unless something unforeseen comes up. But thanks for doing that. And also the fact that they're on an 80-meter net. I don't know if I could get down there on 80 meters, but... But we'll see. But thanks, Ben, and safe travels driving home. So we'll break with KO4ZEW, Ben. And this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll give one last call for check-in. So if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. It's time to put a lid on this one. I think it was a very good net. We had 48 check-ins. And I'll see you next Monday. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV clear.